Pedro, don't run your horse like that.
Sorry, Patron, but there's trouble on the North Range.
What kind of trouble?
I heard pushed onto our grass early this morning, Patron, maybe 100 head of longhorns, no more.
Sean's brow furrowed.
How many punchers?
10, maybe 12.
See the brand?
No, senor, and I didn't wait around to find out.
You don't need a dozen men to drive 100 head.
Yeah, not unless it's Rafe Kingston opening the ball, firing longhorns at Fort Sumter.
Samuel looked at the three vaqueros stacking hay onto the wagon.
You men arm yourselves and mount up. Pedro, get yourself a fresh horse and come with us.
Si, patrón.
Sean drew his Colt and spun the cylinder, checking the loads.
I want to be ready.
Let's do this without shooting.
If we can.
Yeah, Sean, if we can.
The longhorns had been driven into a shallow, tree-lined valley a mile north of Glorieta Mesa, and they grazed among the placid Dromore Herefords. The Raptor Cave punchers, a hard bunch, were dismounted and drinking coffee near a smoking fire. When Samuel O'Brien and the others came in sight, a few men stood and adjusted the hang of their gun belts. The rest sat where they were, but their eyes were wary and missed nothing.
Howdy, boys. Seems like you lost your way. This here is Dromore Range.
The rest of the Raptor Cave punchers stood. A lantern-jawed man in a black and white cowhide vest took the lead.
That's not how Mr. Kingston tells it.
Are you the boss of this outfit?
Name's Josh Sanders. I'm the segundo.
Well, Mr. Sanders, round up your herd and get him off the Dromore Range. I don't mean tomorrow or the next day. I mean now.
Mr. Kingston won't like this.
I don't care what Mr. Kingston likes or dislikes. His cattle are on my range and I want them gone.
Sean watched the man on his right who stood apart from the others. He was young and he had arrogant eyes. His yellow hair cascaded over his shoulders, and he wore an unusual two-gun rig. A downy mustache adorned the man's top lip that seemed to be fixed in a permanent sneer. Sean guessed that whatever the man's name was, it ended in Kid. Billy the Kid, the Apache Kid, the Topeka Kid. There were plenty of kids around, and all of them were dangerous. As Sean watched, the kid cocked the Colt in his right-hand holster, trying to shave a fraction of a second off the draw and shoot. He'd be fast.
What O'Brien are you?
Samuel. This is my brother Sean.
Sean O'Brien, I've heard tell you're a gun hand.
Nah, I'm a lover, not a gunfighter.
The kid's eyes moved to Sean and stayed there.
That wasn't funny.
Any of you men think it was funny? What I just said about being a lover?
Sean was met with a sullen silence, and he turned his attention to the kid.
I guess you're right, long hair. It wasn't funny.
I'll tell you something funny, O'Brien. Want to hear it?
Sure. I like a good joke, but only if I can tell it at a prayer meeting.
Well, then here it is. If you and your brother don't cut a path off Mr. Kingston's range, I'll shoot you right off in that pony. What do you think, boys? Was that funny?
Boy, for sure you spin better jokes than me.
That wasn't a joke, mister.
Rhymes, you keep your mouth shut. I'll do the talking here. So, what if I say the herd stays right here where it's at?
Then there will be dead men on the ground. You, me, and a heap of others.
Sanders had been around hard, violent men for most of his life, and he read Samuel's eyes, not liking what he saw.
Mount up, boys. We're moving the herd back to Raptor K Range. We'll let Mr. Kingston make the next move.
That's the wisest decision you'll make today, maybe all year.
I reckon I bet off more than I care to chew, for now.
Sanders, are we just gonna cut and run and leave the O'Briens to strut around like bulls of the wood?
You heard me, Rhymes. Only for now.
You're yellow, Sanders. Yellow clean through.
It was in Sean's mind that he would have to kill Rhymes that day or some other day. But Samuel took the play out of his hands and surprised him.
Boy, I've heard about enough of you.
Taken aback for just a moment, Rhyme's hand streaked for the cocked Colt in his holster. But Samuel's fist shot out like a striking rattlesnake. Rhymes went down hard. A tall puncher strode toward Samuel, his fist bunched.
I wouldn't, Lofty.
The man looked at the gun in Sean's hand and backed away.
Good man. Sanders, you better pick up what's left of Mr. Rhymes before my brother lays a real hurting on him.
Sanders turned to the tall puncher.
Long Henry, get Dixie on his horse.
Wait.
Samuel stripped Rhymes of his colts and gun belts and looked at Long Henry.
Dixie would want me to have him, if he was conscious.
He remounted.
Don't make me come back.